The Illinois Symphony returns to Bloomington on January 28th for Incredibly Italian, featuring works by Mendelssohn, Mozart, and Schumann. Three composers who aren't exactly Italian, but drew inspiration from the Bel Paese. Arts correspondent Lauren Warnicki speaks with ISO music director Ken Lamb about their upcoming engagement at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts.
As maestro Ken Lamb and the Illinois Symphony prepared for their return to live performances during an ongoing pandemic, their first priority was to play music everyone would enjoy.
There was a whole season that orchestras were not performing. And so one of the things I really wanted to do this season is to pick repertoire that the orchestra will really enjoy playing. And of course, we also wanted repertoire that the audience would really enjoy listening to. And Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony is one of those works. Italian Symphony is just, you know, the best Mendelssohn that there is around. You know, tune after tune is amazing. He was inspired by Italy, and so you have a few dances in there which is sort of Italian in origin, but the piece itself is very difficult to play. Of course, on top of that, it is just one of the greatest symphonies ever written. It is sunny, it is bright, optimistic. And so this program, what I wanted to do is to give people, you know, what they love about classical music.
When I was picturing how this was put together, I was thinking of the Mendelssohn, not so much as the anchor point, but sort of like the upper to these downers.
You know, you look at, for instance, Don Giovanni, the opera. Of course, you know, it's one of Mozart's best known operas. You know, it's got everything in it. You know, drama and so on. I mean, but it's not heavy in that sense. You know, it's still Mozart. But the Schumann Valle Concerto. Yeah, you mentioned Schumann had a difficult life. And he never really, until the very end of his life, he only got the recognition that he deserved, you know, very late. And then, you know, of course, there was this episode where he tried to take his own life and was put in an asylum and, you know, died 2 years after. And the Valle Concerto is one of the later works of Schumann.
Sayaka Shoji makes her Illinois Symphony debut playing Robert Schumann's Violin Concerto, complemented by Mozart's Overture to Don Giovanni and Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4, The Italian. I'm Lauren Warnicki.
You can catch the Illinois Symphony on January 28th at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets and more information are available at ilsymphony.org.